Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word together. This week we are memorizing scriptures about creation. Today we will be memorizing Genesis 1:27. In fact, everybody out there, say that with me three times. Genesis 1:27. Again, Genesis 1:27. One more time. Genesis 1:27. Now Genesis 1:27 says this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. We're going to break that down into three different sections so that everybody out there listening to my voice can memorize this scripture about creation. Repeat this with me five times. So God created man in his own image. Again. So God created man in his own image. Again. So God created man in his own image. Again. So God created man in his own image. Again, so God created man in his own image. One more time. So God created man in his own image. Now let's memorize the second piece of that. In the image of God, he created him. Say that with me. In the image of God, he created him. Again, in the image of God, he created him. Again, in the image of God, he created him. Again, in the image of God, he created him. One more time. In the image of God, he created him. Let's try putting those two sections together and let's say it together five times. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Again, Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Again, Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Two more times. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. One more. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Now we're going to look at the last section of that verse. And it says this. Male and female, he created them. Say that with me five times. Male and female, he created them. Again. Male and female, he created them. Again, male and female, he created them. Again, male and female, he created them. Two more times. Male and female, he created them. One more time. Male and female, he created them. Good job, everybody. That completes all three sections that we now need to put it all together and say it with me five times. Here we go. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27. Again, Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27. Again, Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Good job out there. We're going to do it together one more time. Everybody out there, let's say this good and loud. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife, Letha, on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.